Good morning. I found it interesting that the references made in the book of Isaiah and in the scripture reading from Luke use agriculture and our environment as a metaphor. We are told that we have the opportunity to enjoy rains, warm weather, and good crops, filled with an abundance of grapes. God has provided everything necessary to yield crops for food and wine. And yet, in the very same verse, we are called hypocrites because we think we know how to interpret the appearance of the sky and earth. And we think we know how to yield a good crop for our families. Then Luke asks, how is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? How do we interpret this information in 2022? I applied this information to myself and other youth in the congregation. What is it that Jesus wants us to know? We often hear Pastor Law speak about truth. Well, what is the truth? The truth can always be found in the Bible. It's not always easy to speak honestly and or hear what is truthful. And that's because it either hurts or we experience discomfort. That discomfort is typically an experience that masks fear. Now, to help bridge the information from last week to this week, Pastor talked to us about our ability to serve the less fortunate, as Mahatma Gandhi and Mother Teresa did. We heard about our fears in terms of letting go of possessions, of stuff that we insist on accumulating, even though the Bible clearly states, sell your possessions and give alms. Because we are not selfless as Jesus was, this can be very difficult to apply. What is more important is that we try to emulate Jesus. We know that Jesus spoke the truth. His words were clear, concise, direct, and he used many beautiful parables to teach us. Sometimes we just have to make sacrifices. And this message is for the youth of our congregation. We have to continue to be believers, and we have to set examples in how we act, how we speak, in our love, our faith, and in our purity, as it is written in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. I want you all to know that as I prepare to leave for college and begin a new journey, I have managed to not use drugs, alcohol, or engage in premarital sex, and I am not confused about my gender. I want you to know that what is asked of us by Christ can be done. It can be scary, but I am asking that you stand tall and be proud. Know that not only does Jesus love us, but he values us as individuals. We have been perfectly designed in his image. Hold on to your faith and always have hope, because the future with Christ is bright. Don't dwell on what's negative. My mother insisted that I read Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, which I did, and I highly recommend for anybody. Frankl was an Austrian psychiatrist, writer, philosopher, and Holocaust survivor. He asserted that man must hold on to positive energy because that energy can be turned into triumphs. People will try to say that we are a generation that is falling apart, but we are equipped with knowledge, and we don't have to yield wild or sour grapes, provided we are willing to accept what is true according to Scripture. It may not always be easy, and certainly I cannot compare my life to that of Jesus or Frankl, but I will tell you that my circle of friends is small because I choose not to involve myself and activities against the teachings. That means that I have had to make sacrifices. We all make mistakes. We all have shortcomings, and we are all tested. When you feel as though God is not with you, remember that the teacher is always silent during the test. We know that Jesus was a teacher of practical truths, molding character and conduct in life. Sometimes when you are unsure, talk to someone you can trust and listen very carefully for messages from God or to what the Holy Spirit may be saying to us. Again, remember what message we received 2 weeks ago. We must stop and remember that the same Holy Spirit that lived in Jesus lives in us. Isn't that remarkable? Isn't that blessing? For all age groups, we must do what glorifies God. As we have heard in today's gospel reading, people experienced turmoil. Father against son, three against two, etc. There was a loss of peace as division began to creep into the lives of families. Here is where we all have to remember to think before we act. Take time to breathe before we respond. All of us, regardless of age, must learn to ask ourselves, is what I am about to do or say going to glorify God? Think about that for a minute. Imagine yourself in an argument that you are passionate about. What would you do to defend your argument? What would you say? Have you prayed about this issue with the right attitude? Keeping God in the center of all our relationships will help keep us grounded. After all, it is written in Luke chapter 21, verse 15, I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. Jesus has given all of us direction. The problems we experience may not always lie in division itself, but in how we respond to the divisions that happen in our lives. In the gospel, we are called hypocrites. Jesus calls us out in our inability to see what is really happening all around us. For example, several weeks ago, we heard about the mission trip to Africa. We were all reminded of poverty issues. That is the reality of Africa. In fact, Africa is considered the poorest continent on earth. And if we are willing to look closely, we will see that poverty is a serious issue in our own community. Sometimes it's easier to ignore the injustices. However, the good news is that we are all capable of making a difference. It is through our prayers and our actions that we do make a difference. A random smile, extra tip money to a deserving worker, donating school supplies, volunteering in a service project, giving goods to a homeless shelter, providing transportation to the elderly are all random acts of kindness that will help fight poverty and promote well-being. We must rely on seeing Jesus' will. The question still remains, are we willing to spare stuff instead of building a bigger storage unit? Are we willing to be part of the dirty feet disciples? We must continue finding ways to seed and grow healthy vineyards of grapes. In closing, I would like to quote the words of Tim Keller, an American theologian. When our grasp on the gospel slips, we not only lose our joy and fall into fear, but we also lose our graciousness and fall into pride. If the church doesn't believe the gospel, why should the world? And now the prayers of the church.